This is Paint Me Like Our Armor by Sunsets Over LA, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Waxer / Boyle and has the tags Getting Together, First Kiss, Friendship / Love, Clone Troopers Painting Armor. Summary. At the very least, you don't have to shut me out. He pauses for a moment, idly stroking Boyle's jaw. Trust me? How could Waxer even think that he doesn't? You know I do. Waxer knows he should focus on fixing his armor, cleaning the plastoid and sealing up any cracks so he can finish working on the paint. Sure, it wasn't like he had to finish it now. They were still scheduled to be in hyperspace for a couple more days, but he also knew he wasn't the only one who needed to fix their armor and... Waxer flicks his eyes up to where Boyle is sitting with his back against the barracks wall, eyes locked firmly on his own armor, paintbrush in hand, and the smear of 212th orange paint on his cheek. Just a little smudge of bright paint across brown skin. Something so little shouldn't be drawing Waxer's attention, but he couldn't help it. Waxer. Boyle doesn't even look up from the piece of armor he's painting. Waxer blinks, his cheeks burning, knowing he got caught again. Sorry, he mutters, though he isn't sure why he was apologizing. He and Boyle have gotten close over their time together as part of Ghost Company. And sure, most other brothers thought of them as odd, not understanding why Waxer would always find his way back to Boyle's side when they were so different from each other. Waxer knew Boyle often held other brothers at arm's length, not as sociable as most other brothers, and definitely nowhere near as social as Waxer. But it's never bothered him. Boyle's aloof nature's never been a problem. Not for them. Not in a way that Waxer's noticed or cared about. He likes spending time with Boyle. Likes just being near him. Even now, with the rest of their squad off in the rec room, celebrating their victory and mourning those they've lost, Waxer had chosen to stay put, opting instead to fuss over his armor while tucked into their bunk nook, knowing he'd get to be alone with Boyle. Silence falls over the pair again, and Waxer tries to keep his attention on his armor this time, but it isn't long before his eyes drift back to Boyle. The paint looks like it's dry now. How hasn't Boyle noticed it by now? Identical brown eyes catch his, and Waxer freezes. Caught. For real, this time. Boyle raises a brow, lowering the piece of armor he was painting, with his arms resting on top of his knees. Something close to a smile flickers across his face, his amusement clear in his eyes. Are you just gonna stare? Boyle asks, tone not unkind. It was enough to make Waxer's chest feel tight, though. How so many of their brothers still believed that Boyle was cold, baffled Waxer. He was just... Waxer pushed those thoughts away. Nothing, just... He trails off, setting his paintbrush down to gesture at his own cheek. You got a bit of paint, he says with a smile, his cheek still feeling warm. It seems so silly, saying it out loud, but what was he supposed to say? Boyle blinks, and Waxer looks away, suddenly desperate to finish his armor. There wasn't much left to do anyway. He was just about to grab his helmet when... Waxer? Waxer forces himself to keep his head down, not looking back at Boyle despite how much he wants to. There's a brief moment of silence before something cold and wet jabs against his cheek, making Waxer flinch back. Ech, Boyle! He looks up and freezes. Boyle, now much closer than he had been, is holding his brush, the orange paint nearly dripping from the bristles and... Oh, he was laughing. Oh. Waxer blinks, words dying in his throat. A solid laugh from Boyle was a rare thing, even for Waxer, but this was different. Softer. Just for them. Waxer couldn't bring himself to look away. You've been staring at me this entire time because of some paint? There's a lighter hint to Boyle's words, something that tugs helplessly at Waxer's heart. Boyle chuckles, shaking his head. How do you like it now? Waxer knows a bait when he hears it, especially coming from Boyle, who had a bad habit of trying to bait anyone he could into a spar. And he shouldn't. He really shouldn't. Waxer throws himself forward, armed with his paintbrush, and drags it across Boyle's other cheek. "Why, you little—" Waxer shrieks as Boyle tackles him, knocking a few pieces of their armor across the floor as they twist around each other, trying to grapple the other. "We should probably get cleaned up," Boyle mutters, looking up at Waxer, who looks far too pleased with himself. They were both covered in paint. Waxer had even gotten some in Boyle's hair. Waxer grins down at him. "What? Don't want the others to come back and find out you can be a decoot like the rest of us?" He's panting slightly, his eyes crinkling at the corners. He looks happy. "Throat tight," Boyle scoffs, wiggling one hand free to shove lightly at his face, though he doesn't actually try to push Waxer off. "You're not funny." "I'm hilarious." "You wish." Boyle's lips twitch into a small smile. His hand dips to Waxer's jaw, brushing his thumb over a smear of paint on the skin, feeling Waxer's breath catch. "We do need to get cleaned up," he prompts gently, more to himself than Waxer at this point. He doesn't want to move and doesn't know what to do with that. He wants to stay like this, close to Waxer, without a care about the others coming back to see them. He wants, and isn't that such a concept? Wanting something like this? Boyle's eyes flicker from the paint on Waxer's jaw to the curve of his lips for a moment before forcing himself to look away, cheeks burning. He shifts, trying to slide out from underneath Waxer, who is still looking down at him, silent and still not moving. A sharp sound of protest comes from above him, followed by Waxer tightening his grip ever so slightly on Boyle's wrist, keeping him in place. "The fresher should still be empty if you want to—" "Boyle." A hand slides under his jaw, turning Boyle's head back to look at Waxer. Boyle blinks, his brows furrowing slightly. "What?" "You don't have to do that." Waxer leans closer, their noses brushing. His grip on Boyle's jaw is gentle but firm, not letting Boyle look away from him. Boyle doesn't want to look away. He doesn't want to move. "You don't have to keep shutting people out." "I'm not—" "Boyle." There's something in Waxer's eyes as they bore into him. Something burning. "At the very least, you don't have to shut me out." He pauses for a moment, idly stroking Boyle's jaw. "Trust me?" And his voice is so soft. Almost like a plea. How could Waxer ever think that he doesn't? "You know I do." He trusts Waxer with his life. He trusts Waxer with far more fragile, far more precious things than that. Slowly, Waxer leans in until their lips brush together. Boyle sags in Waxer's hold, all but melting into the unforgiving floor of the barracks as Waxer kisses him. Then, slowly, Boyle reaches out, sliding his hands up to grab Waxer by the back of the neck, deepening the kiss. Waxer lets go of Boyle's other hand, pressing it against the floor beside his head, while Boyle reaches up to grab at Waxer's blacks, clinging to him. They lose time like this, trading kisses and stealing each other's breaths, holding on to each other like a lifeline. Finally, Waxer breaks away, shifting upward to press a gentle kiss between Boyle's eyes. Boyle drops his head to nuzzle his nose against the dried smudge of paint on Waxer's jaw before pressing his face into the crook of his neck. He sighs, breathing in the scent of standard gar soap that clings to Waxer's skin, and Waxer, and laughs. Waxer shifts, pressing his body flush against Boyle's and gently bumping their foreheads together. "You might be right about taking a shower," he whispers, pressing one more kiss to Boyle's lips. "Mind joining me?" Boyle sighed at the weight of Waxer pressed against him, the constant tension he was used to all but melting from his muscles. He lays there for a moment longer, hands still twisted in Waxer's blacks, keeping him close. "Sure." He blinks up at him and smiles. "Don't mind at all."